The State Department of Public Health has made public the number of unvaccinated children attending every school in the state. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, the numbers have already been disputed.
Earlier this week, DPH Commissioner Renee Coleman Mitchell informed school superintendents that for the first time, school-level data on immunization numbers would be made public. She wrote that drilling down to the school level could not only help her organization identify areas with unusually large numbers of unvaccinated children, but it would also help parents who have children with compromised immune systems better select schools with higher immunization rates. It's called herd immunity. Dr. Matt Carter is the state epidemiologist.
If you vaccinate enough people in a community or population, it gives protection for the entire population.
In a school setting, that means 95% or more of the student population should be vaccinated to achieve herd immunity. According to the data, in 2017, private schools, especially religiously based private schools, tended to have higher percentages of unvaccinated children compared to public schools. The data also showed a disparity in immunization rates between Connecticut's largest cities and surrounding towns. Public schools in Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven, and Waterbury all reported very small percentages of unvaccinated children, well within the herd immunity threshold. Most of the spikes in unvaccinated children occurred in Connecticut's smaller municipalities. The DPH reported that a whopping 41.6% of students at Reading Elementary School were unvaccinated, most of them on a religious exemption. But Tom McMorrin, superintendent of the Easton Reading Region 9 School District, says the numbers are flat out wrong.
I just spoke with the nurse at Reading Elementary School. The correct number of students who have not been vaccinated is 22 out of a total school population of 469. So that calculates to 4.7%. It's clearly a mistake.
Dr. Carter says at least one other school nurse in Connecticut has told DPH she submitted wrong information. DPH plans to update the data in the coming days. According to the original DPH data, Housatonic Valley Waldorf School in Newtown, Giant Step School in Fairfield, Crossway Christian School, and Prospect Elementary School had the highest number of unvaccinated students in the state. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.